the off season. Let's keep it tight, oh, I'm fucking with my man. And don't check your watch, you know the time. You know the time. It's episode 150 of Daily Notes. So episode 150, what a journey. What a long, long journey. We ain't even halfway through yet. What a beautiful journey. Never a slog. Never the same as well. Never like 95 South by J. Cole. Never D minor all the way through. Never using songs that sound rubbish on a piano just because they're popular in the Billboard charts and might get me downloads from people that want the song and then download it and then think, what the fuck is this, man? I wanted the song. I didn't want this twat talking over the chords from the song. I say chords, chord. How do I cancel my Apple subscription? And how do I then kill Nathan Cassidy? Or at least stop him? It's been a beautiful journey so far. Like episode 100, wasn't a time to waste time editing together clips from the first 100 episodes that got less downloads than a normal episode. Episode 150, it's not a landmark, is it? It's just another mile down the road. Almost played a different note there. It's another turn of the wheel on this beautiful and very long, very varied journey. No plans to doze off. I never sold soft, just creep with the hustlers. No, I'm not doing that. I love a long journey. A long journey changes you. And this journey is changing me. I'm listening to music I would never have listened to. Saying things I would never have said. I found out what vaginas taste like. They taste like watermelon sugar. What a ride, what a long, long ride. Like a journey through the desert in the States. And that's why I picked 95 South by J. Cole to mark this turn of the wheel. Because I've done many long journeys across America or down the coast of America, and the ones I love the most are the ones through the desert. The 95 South through Nevada. Journeys like that change you. You go deeper into your thoughts than you've ever been, and that's what's happening here, right? When the well is dry, you just keep on digging. Just close your eyes and keep on digging for gold or water. Whatever you need to keep you alive and thriving in this metaphor. So there I was on the 95 South, and I was running out of petrol. Or as I was in America, gas. I was nearly out of gas, which I constantly do in the UK. I let it go too low. But in the UK, even on the biggest, longest motorways, highways, roads, there's always a petrol gas station every 10 to 15 miles where you can pull into a service station and you can buy some petrol gas. As my kids put it, from the petrol shop. That's the cutest thing they ever say. Are you going to the petrol shop, Daddy? Yes, I'm going to the petrol shop. And from these service station petrol shops, they charge you about 1.5 times what you pay in other petrol shops because they're cunts. Cunts. Cunts, man. Cunts that think they can charge you double for something in the one place where you usually need it, on a fucking road. Charge me double in the middle of fucking nowhere, in a desert, where it's tricky to set up a petrol shop. Well, there's not so much passing trade. Don't charge me double for petrol gas in the optimum place to sell petrol gas in the world, on a motorway in the UK. Bastards, bastards, bastards. Anyway, that's by the by. I'm always running out of petrol gas. And here I was on the 95 South going through Nevada. Going through the Nevada desert thinking, fuck. I didn't have sat-nav, this was years ago. I didn't know where the next gas station would be. And I thought, fuck, if I run out of gas, well, that's me. By the side of the road with fuck all. I didn't have a smartphone, this was pre-smartphone. I had a phone, but no one I could call. I wouldn't have even known how to call the police. If I ran ran out of petrol, I was fucked. I mean, it's probably 911 thinking about it, but I was panicking. And let's face it, I was dead. I was dead. It's 50 degrees outside. 50 degrees. I had very little water. Or water. I once tried to order water in the States. I said, can I have some water, please? I went, what? I said, water. No, what? What do you mean? I said, can I have some water, please? I said, what? I said, water. Have you got any water? Can I have some glass of water? Glass of what? Water. A glass. I pointed to it. Oh, water! Yeah. Water. You must have known what I meant. I had very little water. Or water. And let's face it, I would be killed anyway, because that's what murderers do, don't they? They drive around up and down the 95 South waiting for someone like me to run out of petrol. And then they pull over and then they kill you. That's what murderers do. Murderers aren't lazy. They put the work in. They do the miles. They're like unpaid taxi drivers or lorry drivers. All they do, all taxi drivers and lorry drivers, you know what they do. They drive up and down the 95 South looking for someone to murder. And then they murder and hope for the best from a Netflix series. These were all the thoughts rushing through my head as the counter clicked down to zero in this car, and I thought, I'm fucked. In a minute, in a few miles, I'm fucked and I'm dead. Or the other way around, depending on his or her or their preferences. I'd like to be murdered by a woman, actually, or non-binary. More of a thing. More of a story for Netflix, I feel. I think they're getting bored with the white men murdering people. I knew I had a few miles, because cars feed you this bullshit, don't they, about the gas. Oh, you're down to zero. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, how come I'm still driving, fuckwit? You lying cock. And then I got cocky, I got overconfident. I thought to myself, have I actually ever heard of anyone who's actually run out of gas? Can you actually run out of gas? Or is this counter thing just a conspiracy to make me buy more gas? Do you actually need gas to ride a car? I was getting delirious, I was panicking. I was thinking, you stupid prick. And also, why is America so fucking massive? And why don't they have more gas stations in the desert? I'm fucked and I'm dead. What happens if a tire bursts? I can't even change a tire. I'm useless. I deserve to die. And then the most amazing thing happened. You'll never believe it. You'll never believe what happened. Gas station. And I filled up with gas, and everything was okay. Everything was the same. And I was back. Back on the same road. That long road. And what I thought could be a massive turning point on the road actually was just another mile. Just another turn of the wheels. We can build things up too much, can't we? Moments of the journey. This is critical. This point is critical. The whole journey rises or falls at this point. But more often than not, it's just another turn of the wheels. And it's the whole journey that matters. It's the whole journey that's dramatic. It's the whole journey that shapes us. Everything we do, everything we think, and everything we feel, they are the critical moments. And at the same time, they are nothing. They are just another turn of the wheels on this long and glorious journey. And how fucking incredible that we're on this journey at all. Never the same. different. D minor.